Hello, welcome to Kinks and Cocktails. My name is Katie. I have new friends with me today.
Big D.
And I'm Jake.
Yeah, so we all hung out tonight, and tomorrow we're going to bingo, aren't we?
You mean bingo?
Yeah. Okay, so we also have a dog with us. She's adorable.
Yeah, that's right. I'm sorry.
Her name is Mochi.
Don't be sorry.
This is my puppy Mochi, and she is she's got a little husky in her, and she's very dramatic.
Aren't we all?
Come here. That's all right. So, should we get started with some stories here?
Let's do it.
I think so.
Okay. So, I guess I'll start. All right, here we go. So, our first story is, she said, or they said, so, when I was younger, I still lived with my parents when I went to college. It was the 1960s, and my parents had one of those Dr. Scholl's vibrating foot massagers. It sat on the floor and had two round pads that vibrated. When my parents weren't home, I would take it for a joyride. Nowadays, I always prefer to be on top, and I think it's because I was always sitting on the foot massager. But anyways, it would always weird me out when I would see my parents using it after I used it. Hope that's not too weird from X.
So I'm wondering, podiatrically, has that helped her out?
Maybe.
Like a lot? Like if she goes for a long walk, she gets done with it and she's just like, I'm on top of the world.
Multi-use.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You said Dr. Scholl's or what?
Yeah.
Dr. Scholl has no idea the benefits.
I mean, maybe. All right, Dee, are you ready to read the next one? It's kind of a long one.
This one.
You can do it.
My boyfriend really loves eating my ass and doing other ass play with me. Super, super into anal. We went out for a date night and ended up having lots of cocktails and some very spicy wings.
Oh, no.
Already, oh no.
Oh, no.
We got home, started having sex, and naturally brought out the butt plugs.
Naturally.
Put inside of me.
Yeah.
So, I did. We played around for a while. I fell asleep. I forgot to take the butt plug out.
Oh, no.
Wait.
I fell asleep.
I'm sorry. Can I interrupt?
Please.
You can.
How do you forget?
Well, after so many drinks, I don't know, cocktails.
She did.
I don't know.
But after some wings, is this gonna fly out?
Well, we'll find out.
Yeah.
We'll find
out. All right. I'm wondering if like it's gonna slap against the like the side wall.
Keep going. Keep going.
What's gonna happen with this, Big D? Big D, tell us what's gonna happen.
Well, a few hours later, she woke up. Her stomach was rumbling.
Oh, this is the boyfriend. This is the boyfriend.
No, she was rumbling from the spicy wings and was still a little bit tipsy. She went to the bathroom to do her business and heard a very loud thunk in the toilet bowl and didn't think anything of it. How do you not think anything of it? What? Okay, anyways. The next morning, we realized the toilet wasn't working.
Oh.
It wasn't flushing.
It's a different kind of plug at that point.
I might have pooped it out and flushed it down the stainless steel butt plug.
One of those.
Actually, I'm going to interrupt. Do they rent or own?
I don't know.
Good question. Wait, the house or the butt
plug? Yeah, the flush with the toilet.
Oh, no.
Imagine that ticket. To the
right? Ride. Right?
So we had to take the entire toilet off from the floor, and my boyfriend even had to hire a plumber friend to help us out. Of course, we had to tell a friend what actually happened, and it was very embarrassing. To make matters worse, the very next day, we had to go to a fancy business dinner with his friends.
No.
And I was embarrassed the entire time because you could tell his friends knew how uncomfortable I was from the situation.
I bet.
Lesson learned. Lights out, plugs out. That is my new... You need to put that in a fucking pillow. Love the podcast. Thank you so much for allowing kinksters to have a safe space to tell their stories, a.k.a. Anonymous, but plug lover.
Oh, my God. So, she, like, pooped out her butt plug randomly in the middle of the night after
drinks. I don't know if that's randomly.
Okay, I hate you, the person... TMI, uh-huh. Don't have that much experience, but like to that level where you don't realize to the point where it's like clogging up the toilet level.
Well, there's different sizes, so I guess we know the size.
There might have been a lot of cocktails to this kink.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All I'm saying is...
Sorry, we
have that is my dog. Not what I am saying, but I did say that as well. That is the kind of lady I'm looking for, because
that is some kinks and cocktails. I'll tell you what.
That sounds like an exciting night.
Wow!
In a fiery night,
very fiery. Those spicy wings and
what a friend they had.
Right? Could you imagine? I could not imagine that scenario.
Especially at the business meeting.
Oh, I hope that was a Friday night and they just had the whole weekend left to just
fix the situation.
Yeah. I don't know if that was there was a lot of fixing in that situation. but it wasn't, you know, like relationship wise, I hope it was fine. It was just toilet fixing.
I can't imagine.
I can't imagine.
Should we move on to the next one?
I think so.
All right.
I appreciate you sending that in.
I appreciate love that the one. Shit out of that.
That was
no pun intended.
Yeah.
All right. That was wild. All right. Next one. Hi, Kinks and Cocktails, and hi to Bianca. Oh, we have a Bianca fan.
Okay. Bianca. All right.
How exciting. I am a fan of the show and wanted the chance to tell my secret. One Thanksgiving, I had a ton of leftovers, pumpkin pie, stuffing, turkey, all of it. I had also just watched the movie American Pie.
Where is this going?
I'm already scared.
All right. Well, what a classic movie. I mean, it would not hold up today. It would not.
It really wouldn't.
Let's just get that out of the way.
It really wouldn't.
Yeah. Anyways, so we all know that main scene about the pie. Well, curiosity got the best of me, and I decided to try it. I was not as satisfying as I thought it would be, so I figured, why stop there? And to keep trying other things. Next, I tried mashed potatoes and gravy.
Well, if I knew it was going to be that kind of party.
I'm not going to lie. It was really enjoyable. And I have done it a few times since. Now I'm curious about other foods, but that will be for another time in the future.
Next Thanksgiving.
Maybe for Christmas, they said. Thanks for all that you do.
Some figgy Anonymous. Pudding.
Wow. Mashed potatoes.
I need a mashed potato. Mashed potato.
What's next? Like a fruitcake? What is?
Well, I mean, are you forming something with a mashed potato, or are you just slapping it on there?
They didn't say. We want details, please.
A nice ham.
Oh, is that under mistletoe
for Christmas? You know, whatever gets you off, that's great. But I have questions as to how you are actually doing it.
We want answers. Please write back.
Is it a lube?
Yeah.
Is it the
gravy thing gets me like
definitely.
Yeah.
Like it's, you know, mashed like the
is it McCormick?
Potatoes are
what brand starchy? Mashed potatoes is it? What brand? Or is it homemade?
But are you forming it on the table?
Oh, no.
Dinner for one?
Dinner? Dinner?
Dinner for one. I mean.
Or dinner for many.
All right. Are you ready, Big D?
I never got one.
I think it's his turn. All right.
It's a very short one. It's just that little bit.
Do you know the sound that some people make while kissing? Like the smack sound that comes from sucking. I don't know, but yeah. I like it.
ASMR smacking. No, I hate this.
I hate the smacking.
I hate the lip smacking ASMR. Hate it. It's gross.
You know, it's disgusting. I don't mind it. I think it shows affection. I mean, it depends.
Time and place.
Yeah, it's a time and place. You know, like.
If I'm doing it myself with my partner, fine. But I'm like listening to it.
Well, I feel like it's like as an adult.
Right. What if you're doing it in like a nice condenser microphone that we're doing right now? That you're just
all about it.
The only ASMR, right? I don't like that. Like
that's not what you.
The only ASMR is like people walking on snow and like the crunching of the snow. Like I like that.
Oh, that's beautiful.
But I don't like the like lip smacking.
What about if it's crunching on people's lips of snow?
No, lip smacking. No,
as adults, let's.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
All right. Are you ready, Big D? Is it your turn? Or is it my turn?
Either.
A few more. Is it your turn or my turn?
Few.
Okay. It's a long one. All right, Big D.
Good thing I've been practicing.
Mm-hmm.
Big D, bring that energy.
Whew.
It's a long one.
Let me sit down for this. Okay.
I'm already sitting down.
A few months ago, I was drinking. Here we go.
Here we go.
And one of my guy friends admitted to having a leg fetish. I didn't even know what to think of it at the time, so I asked him to elaborate on it. He said anytime he sees a girl wearing leggings, specifically Lululemons... Call out marketing.
Big D loves Lululemon.
His cock instantly gets hard and makes him really horny. I couldn't help but laugh because I've been wearing Lulus my whole night. I asked him, are you telling me this because you're wearing some right now yourself? He nodded yes. Guys, I think more guys should wear Lulus. That's my personal opinion. Or anyways. He nodded, yes, I wasn't really interested in him sexually, but I adored him as a person, so I played into his fantasy. I started rubbing...
Oh, that's weird right there.
Well, they started rubbing my thighs and pulling my leggings up tighter to expose my camel toe.
Oh.
Whoa!
That shifted quick. All he could do was stare at my lower body. I turned around, showing him my ass, and then bent over in my black Lululemon leggings.
She went all in.
And he was getting so horny, he started stroking his cock inside his pants.
Oh, my God.
Where were they?
Whoa.
What?
Yeah, where were
they? Oh, my
That's
God.
A good question. Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. No, we were just at church service.
How do you even simply do that?
Yeah, I mean, it was...
I'm not a guy, but okay. I told him to take it out. Oh, my God. And worship me while he jerks himself off. Hope to God they were not in a church or public. Not even 30 seconds by, and he tells me he's about to come. He begs to come on my Lulu leggings.
Whoa, what?
I tell him to beg some more. I'm gonna die.
Wow.
He looks at me for the first time and begs even more. And I allow it. And his cock explodes all over the front of my leggings.
Oh my God.
Sounds like a good night to me.
He came all over them. And I've truly never seen him that satisfied before. Okay, so backstory, she knows him, A. And then never thought I would tell anyone this before this. Thanks to all the laughs, keep it up, Anonymous.
Oh my god.
This sounds like, I hate to be the person, this sounds like a friend-zoned guy.
Sounds like Nikita.
It does!
This sounds like a good night for that dude. I bet he slept so fucking well. I bet he just went to sleep and he was just like,
I think she finally knew how to work it. I think she did. And she knew what he wanted. He knew what he wanted.
Notice there wasn't anything like after that. It wasn't like, exactly. Oh, yeah.
She was just kind of like, hey, you're into this.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
We'll never know, but I think they were
It seemed like she was into it as well, but not, you know.
She must have been
to show her camel toe and like lift it up enough to him be like, take it out.
Yeah.
That's something.
I mean, this wasn't like, oh yeah, like now we're dating or anything, but
no commitment.
She definitely,
that was like a friend zone, like, hate that word, but
hey, we're closer.
She was like, hey,
hello.
The next day you're just kind of like, hey,
yeah, what do you do next?
How's it going?
I hope they have Lulu's together.
Yeah.
Go to Lululemon?
Yeah, yeah.
How do you like, know together? That it's the
exact... Call me every time you go to Lululemon.
Is there, I don't know Lululemon. Is there like a branding on it where he would know? A little
tiny one.
Okay.
Tiny.
Okay. Did he get it?
he got Lululemon.
Did he aim properly?
Yeah, did he get the Lululemon?
Oh, he got Lululemon'd all right.
Yeah.
All right, so is it my turn?
Sure.
All right, so they said, I'm female, 19. Discovered I orgasmed faster during masturbation when I record myself. I recently found out that I can give myself much quicker and more pleasurable orgasms when I record a sexy video of myself masturbating. Okay, this next part is in all caps. I don't know why this is true or what it means. Am I a fucking narcissist? What does this even say about me? I haven't heard of others doing this. Am I the only one? Help.
I mean, I don't do that, so I don't know, but I would expect for like, if you're doing it for more than you, then you would do more. But again, I don't know, but like, I think you would do more. You know what I mean?
I do have notes about this because I did have to research this.
Because you do kinks and cocktails?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, okay, I would say just right off the bat, that does not make you a narcissist. Like a narcissist is pretty heavy shit that does not.
The categories do not align.
All right.
Yeah. So. No. I think that the idea of a narcissist in today's society is very. It doesn't really.
All right, I'll take over. I do have some like notes about this because I looked it up. Me being me,
love when you have the notes ready to go.
So Kim Kardashian recently came out as an autosexual.
That's your reference? Are you and kidding me?
It's a trait.
She's a narcissist, right?
Listen, and that okay. It's a trait wherein one is turned on by their own eroticism. And I'm going to share a quote from Casey Tanner, the founder of Queer Sex Therapy. Casey Tanner, the founder of Queer Sex Therapy. So they said, while masturbation is an example, autosexuality may extend beyond sexual behavior to include feeling a longing or desire for oneself. And then Tanner explains, it can also be the ability to turn oneself on through looking at visualizing, sorry, or touching or smelling oneself. So I read the article and they wrote like more. And I'm going to tell you to the person who wrote this in. Thank you for writing in. But the sex therapist said this is not a narcissistic like behavior.
Yeah, obviously, number one, not.
People are just scared of themselves. And they said, so scared of loving themselves. And they usually don't think of themselves as beautiful enough and think of themselves as beautiful enough to be good enough, etc. Like, to be sexualized. But they said it's actually very healthy to be attracted to yourself. So sounds like you've got a healthy case of autosexuality.
I think that's amazing.
Yeah. So go you. Do your thing. Yeah. Proud of you for loving yourself.
Well, I love the way you it's put okay. that. But unpopular opinion, I hate that we have to like categorize how you have to think about your sexuality. Just me personally, everyone's going to hate me for saying this. But like, just do what you want to do and don't be weirded out by it or have to like categorize it. I feel like
it's okay to love yourself.
Yeah, don't like need to be like, oh, there's a category for it.
Right.
Fuck, we just say Kim Kardashian or whoever. No one needs to categorize it, in my opinion. Don't hate me, please, viewers, subscribers, whatever it is. Don't hate whatever I have to say, but like, my personal opinion is like, you don't need to like categorize it, in my opinion. You just have to like, just do it and accept it.
It's okay to love yourself.
And I love that description, I hate that that's still a thing.
People made it a thing because it was Kim Kardashian. They're like, I know, of course you love yourself. Of
we don't need to
like,
categorize and call it this
it's
or
okay.
that.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay to love yourself. You're just because you're Kim, like whatever. It's fine. Love yourself. It's healthy. It's okay.
We're just way poor.
Be healthy and love yourself and be turned on by yourself. It's okay.
More per. Poor, more poor, poorer.
What?
We're just more poor than Kim Kardashian. Okay,
Kim Kardashian, sponsor us. All right, who wants to read the last one?
I will.
All right. All right, Jake, there you go.
All right. 24, female. I get turned on by guys confessing their kinks and fetishes. I'm only posting this because it made me feel some kind of slutty. Lol.
The way.
But I've noticed I get turned on when guys confess to their wild kinks and fantasies, even when I'm not really into those kinks or fetishes.
Every girl in 2024.
Is this like a meta kink? Lol. Figured.
Okay, hate to be the person, but well under 2024.
I'm still going. This would be an extra suiting for your podcast. Best of wishes, and please keep making episodes. I've been missing you guys. Yasmin.
Thank you, Yasmin.
All right. Thanks, well, Yasmin.
Sweet. I mean, I like that. That is a weird. I mean, maybe it's not weird. I'm sorry. I like that.
Direct.
Very direct. So you're into what we're doing, Yasmin.
I hope everyone is.
You like hearing that people are confessing their kinks to you, and we are doing exactly what I hope you like it.
Well, also, I hate to be that person to end the note on a terrible note.
Stop talking about my best friend like that.
I think a lot of these aren't even like kinks. They're like normal, but people like don't know they're normal.
That's why I like talking about this. Like,
yeah, exactly. This isn't weird. I mean, some of them are weird, to be honest. But, like, some of them are kinks, honestly. But, like, these aren't even... Like, this is, like, life.
Yeah. I like people confessing...
Maybe it's under 24.
Confessing what they want. And it's just... It's realizing that it's normal. And it's okay.
Well,
we're here to educate and, like...
I mean, you know? Specifically in this case, I think it's... You know, when somebody expresses... When somebody opens up and to... Whether it's a... Whether we think it's a kink or accept it as a kink or whatever, when somebody opens up to you and is like, hey, this is what I'm into.
Expresses it.
And yet, like, there is, you know, a degree of, you know, there might be shame there.
Vulnerability.
And that's the thing is
I
vulnerability.
I appreciate the vulnerability. Yeah.
When somebody becomes vulnerable with you, that is very, very special. And so Jasmine, like I can completely can completely understand where you're coming from, where when someone opens up to you or when you hear somebody opening up, where that is...
That's very special.
It really is.
Yeah. And that's what we're here to do. All right. Does anybody else have anything else to say? We appreciate all the... everybody that wrote in. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. We are Kings and Cocktails. Thank you, Big D and Jake.
Keep writing in, please.
Yeah. If you want to write in, you can do it so at kingsandcocktails@gmail.com. You can also find a anonymous Google Doc thing on our Twitter. You can find it, and you'll be 100% anonymous. So this will only be on our Patreon. If you want to join a Patreon, it'll be for $1 a month. Only $1. We're that cheap. We're those cheap bitches. So, we love you all. Follow us on social media and please rate us 5 stars. We like it, helps us so much. And if you have anything else, please write in kingsandcocktails@gmail.com. And we have a special friend here, a little dog named Mochi. Mochi, bark. Oof. It's Jake's dog. Anyways, thank you everyone so much. We appreciate it. Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.